AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Egypt says its Sharm el-Sheikh airport is one of the safest in the world. But we're hearing a different story from some airport security officials. They're telling us that police monitoring the X-ray machines can be bribed, and a critical airport baggage scanning device often doesn't work. The U.S. and the U.K. believe a bomb may have gotten on board a Russian passenger plane that left Sharm el-Sheikh and crashed minutes later. The Islamic State group says it brought the plane down. The top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Adam Schiff, says if that's true, we're in a new era of terrorism.
If this is a bomb by the affiliate of ISIS in the Sinai, ISIS has now fully eclipsed al-Qaeda as the gravest terrorist threat in the world.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff of California on ABC's This Week. President Obama and the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu will meet at the White House this morning, the first time they've talked face-to-face in more than a year. Theirs is a chilly relationship, and no one expects any breakthroughs this morning. There's been tension between the two nations, most lately over the Iran nuclear deal. Watch out for Wednesday if you're in the Midwest. A storm brewing in the Pacific Ocean has forecasters warning of possible severe weather, including tornadoes. Arkansas and Missouri, the most likely targets. The Storm Prediction Center's Corey Mead.
Right now, it looks like the primary hazard is going to be damaging winds. However, just given how strong the winds are with this weather system, there's certainly going to be a risk for tornadoes as well.
At the University of Missouri, at least 30 black football players say they will not participate in team activities until the university's president is removed. They say there are racial problems on the mostly white campus in Columbia. Columbia is about 2 hours west of Ferguson, Missouri. This is AP Radio News. Did you see the new James Bond movie over the weekend? Our Jamie Fryer says it's at the top.
This organization, do you know what it's called?
Its name is Spectre.
The new Bond film Spectre easily takes the top spot this weekend. With $73 million in ticket sales, it's the second best opening ever for a Bond film.
Snoopy, what would I do without a friend like you?
For those who prefer Beagles over Bond, the Peanuts movie opens in a strong second with $45 million. The Martian drops to third this weekend. I'm Jamie Fryer.
In sports, the Patriots, the Bengals, and the Panthers are all 8-0 now. The Patriots beat Washington and the Panthers beat Green Bay yesterday. Let's go to the pumps for a moment. Gas is $2.22 a gallon this morning. That's up from $2.19 a week ago, according to the AAA. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.